Mike Gesicki is a back-end starting tight end in an offense that funnels everything to two of the best receivers in football, and the market prices him exactly for it. Tight end 33, pick 224. This is a short case about a fairly priced role and the one departure this offseason that gives it a sliver of upside. The season? On half PPR scoring, 12 games. A pectoral injury cost him a stretch in the middle of the year. 28 catches on 42 targets for 307 yards and 2 scores. 4.7 points a game, 36th among tight ends per game, 40th in total. 10% of Cincinnati's targets in his games and 3.5 looks a night, which is about what the fourth option in a Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins offense should expect. The Courier is a useful but capped tight end who has bounced between roles. A 65-catch, 665-yard season in 2024 shows the ceiling when he is healthy and targeted. The years around it show a complementary piece, a move tight end who has never been the focal point of a passing game. He is what he is at this stage, a reliable outlet, not a driver. Deep into his career, that is unlikely to change. This is a streaming tight end for the weeks he is healthy, and the two stars pull the coverage, which is exactly how the market has him priced. The pattern beat says the volume is real and repeatable. Tight end targets are the stickiest stat we track, 0.72 and 0.80 across the two eras, on samples of 251 and 238 seasons, but stickiness cuts both ways, and what repeats here is a modest 3.5 targets a game. There is no year-over-year leap to price when two of the league's premier receivers are ahead of you in the pecking order.
Muffed!
The situation is stability with one helpful subtraction. Zach Taylor stays as head coach and Dan Pitcher as coordinator. Rare continuity in a year of coaching turnover across the league, so the scheme Gesicki knows is intact. Cincinnati re-signed him in March to a 3-year deal, and Noah Fant left for New Orleans, which consolidates the receiving tight end work on Gesicki rather than splitting it. The offense still runs through Chase and Higgins, with Chase Brown catching passes out of the backfield. The returning Eric All, back from a knee injury on a timeline the beat calls uncertain, is the one real threat to Gesicki snaps. The price, tight end 33 at pick 224. The slot paid 5.4 a game, he produced 4.7. Our verdict, no call. A back-end tight end in a two-star receiver offense, price as a back-end tight end, the market has this one about right, and a fair price is a verdict too. The caveat is the mild upside in both directions. Fant's departure and a fully healthy Joe Burrow could nudge the targets up a step, but the two receivers ahead of him are the ceiling on this role, and no draft day discount changes who Burrow looks at first. Watch Eric All's health first, it is the only real threat to the role. Then whether Fant's vacated looks actually flow to Gesicki or to the running backs, and Burrow's target distribution once the games count. Fairly priced is not exciting, but it is accurate, and that is the call here. If he's one of your guys, this show exists for your whole roster. Every player, every week, all season.